WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Real Marcus has written a new book about what Elvis Presley has been up to in the past 14 years since his death. No, the king hasn't returned in a vision to speak to Greal Marcus, but Marcus has been keeping track of how Elvis, after death, has continued to manifest himself in our imaginations and in our hallucinations. It's the subject of Marcus's new book, Dead Elvis. We'll talk with Greal Marcus about his own collection of Elvis tabloid headlines, confessions, biographies, parodies, etc. But first, Maureen Corrigan has a review of the new book, Dead Elvis.
15 years ago, Greal Marcus wrote a book called Mystery Train that lots of people, including me, think is the smartest book on rock and roll ever written. One particular passage from Mystery Train has always stuck in my head. Marcus writes, "Good art is always dangerous, always open-ended. Once you put it out in the world, you lose control of it. People will fit it into their lives in all sorts of different ways." That's for sure. 200 years ago in Europe, Goethe's blockbuster novel, The Sorrows of the Young Werther, sparked a fad for suicide among its readers. On a cheerier note, a student came to see me the other day and announced that reading Allen Ginsberg's poem Howl had made him decide to study poetry instead of economics. I'm not sure his parents are thrilled, but I am. Marcus is right. Good art is dangerous. In his new book, Dead Elvis, Marcus investigates how Americans have been fitting not Elvis Presley's art, but Elvis Presley the artist into their lives during the 14 years since he died. Marcus has gathered together and expanded a lot of reviews and essays he's written about Elvis's strange afterlife. He discusses phenomena like a San Francisco radio show called Breakfast with Elvis, where listeners phone in their recipes for imaginary breakfasts to satisfy Elvis's king-sized appetite. He digs up a cartoon strip entitled Invasion of the Elvis Zombies and a sex solicitation ad that offers curious readers the chance to make love to an Elvis lookalike. Nothing about Elvis's beyond-the-grave existence is too bizarre or banal for Marcus to consider. Marcus believes that Elvis was a conscious artist, not just a folky exemplar of the people. He compares Elvis to figures like Abraham Lincoln and Herman Melville. He says they all present us with a fantasy of what the most extreme possibilities and dangers of our national identity are. When we read Lincoln's second inaugural address, Marcus says, we feel ennobled and a little scared because we realize what we are and what we are not. We pull back. Marcus claims the same thing happens when we listen to Elvis's early music. It's both thrilling and painful. We need to keep Elvis alive to figure out what he's been doing to us all this time. The catch-22 of writing an extraordinary book like Mystery Train is that reviewers will always hold you up to the Olympian standards you set for yourself. Dead Elvis, mostly because it's just a collection of loosely related pieces, is only a good, not a great book. If you want to read something great on Elvis, read the last chapter of Mystery Train, entitled Elvis Presleyad. Still, Marcus writing at only medium speed leaves most other critics of popular culture in the dust. In an interview he gave in the August issue of Lingua Franca, Marcus says he likes to work in the dark, to let his passion for his subject rule him, instead of relying on theory that fixes the questions and the answers in advance. The scattered insights of Dead Elvis may leave Elvis's posthumous mystery too much intact, but I'll dance in the dark with Marcus any time.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Dead Elvis by Greal Marcus. This is Fresh Air.